vision for what immigration ought to be in this country. And that is, one, secure the border. Two, we need to deal with the DACA situation once and for all. And, you know, my view is that I'm kind of with what President Trump proposed, which is that you do the DACA kids and their parents. It's about 2.2 million. We already know who these folks are because they've registered. And we could take care of that in exchange for border security. Nancy Pelosi didn't want that, but there's a new leader now. Maybe he will be somebody that will be easier to work with on this issue. Maybe. I don't know. But those two components have to be dealt with together. But I'm certainly willing to debate how those components go. I'm willing to debate on the DACA issue. I do think border security is just a no-brainer. It's something both sides want, and it's something that we need. The other two things have to do with the 1.1 million legal immigrants we have every year. And that is that we've got a number of people that have been waiting a very long time for green cards, much longer than they should. And we need to figure out a way to get that backlog cleared. And I think that, again, Senator Perdue had a great suggestion that you lower that number of green cards from 1.1 million down to about 700,000. You take that 400,000 a year and you clear the backlog of green cards until you get caught up. And then if it's necessary to go back up to that 1.1 million a year, then you do that. But you do that based on merit. And, you know, a lot of people have their hair on fire when you start talking about immigrants having to meet a merit standard. And there were things on the list, kind of like, do you speak English? What is your education? What kind of skills do you have? Do you have, you know, and that, the reason why they do that is that a lot of people say, oh, well, you don't want manual labor workers. No, we need farm workers to come in. We need manual labor workers. But it can't be just low income or low skill workers. It's got to be a mix of what we need. And we need engineers, we need doctors, we need lawyers. Okay, we need healthcare professionals. And we need to have a more merit-based, like Canada does, like Australia does, like many other countries do. We made a mistake. On paper, it looks good to have a family-based immigration system. But what happened was, is instead of having family members as being kind of sponsors, and then that way you never have somebody that goes on to public services, all right, you have a big extended family and nobody's looking out for each other. You've got to have sponsors for these folks that are being put in there. But there's a four-part plan. I've talked about it a number of times. And, you know, do I think I get everything I want? No, this is not a dictatorship. But I do think it's a good place to start for discussion. Let's go to the phones at 770-535-2911 and talk to Paul in Gainesville. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm fine, Martha. Good morning. Good morning. I get so frustrated by our Republican congressmen telling us that they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going to do that, when in fact they cannot change any existing legislation. All they can do is stop any new legislation from happening. The example is this IRS agents that they voted to defund. That's never going to happen. And that was a big, big emphasis during a lot of these elections. We're going to defund these guys. They're not going to get defunded unless the Senate and the President agrees, which will never happen.
Well, you're right that it's going to be hard to get it passed in the Senate.